Scientists back then hatched an unprecedented rescue plan. In the mid-1990s, they hired Texan Roy McBride, arguably the world's best mountain lion tracker, to capture 8 of the cats in Texas, all females, then release them into South Florida. 5 of them bred, and this infusion of genetic diversity reversed the panther's downward spiral. Populations grew slowly, and now there are about 200 individuals, most of them in a massive stretch of contiguous land south of the Coloshahatchee River, which stretches east from Fort Myers. It's one of the most dramatic conservation success stories in U.S. history, says Carlton Ward Jr., a conservationist and photographer whose work is supported by the National Geographic Society. But a variety of threats cloud the panther's future, including car collisions and panther-on-panther territorial spats, the two leading causes of death. About 25 of the cats are killed by vehicles each year, a reflection of how development and road construction threaten the species at a time when roughly 900 people are moving to Florida every day. Additionally, a new debilitating neurological condition with an unknown cause has afflicted more than a dozen panthers, alarming conservationists. There is also good news, however. Panthers are reclaiming some of their old territory. In 2016, scientists spotted a female north of the Coloshahatchee River for the first time since 1973.